You're standing by Aselina Olstatter's room, which she shared with another woman for 19 years, from 1861 to her death in 1880, aged 84. In fact, Aselina is photographed by Marcus Selmer, perhaps the most renowned of Bergen's photographers. Yet photographs can hide certain realities. Imagine what it was like to share such a tiny space, even if your roommate was your friend. Snoring, talking and shouting at night, illnesses, foul smells, used chamber pots tucked under the beds, clothes piled on the floor, no privacy, you get the picture. Aselina was not a maid from a big house. Born into a poor family, she lived hand to mouth selling spices, vegetables, bread and cheap trinkets on the streets of Bergen. She was a large woman who reportedly wore a dozen or more skirts under her apron, making her a familiar sight in the city. At just 58, she sought the security of Stranger Stiftelse, and after a five-year wait, she finally got a place. Aselina settled in well and never caused problems, yet given her lowly origins, how might she have coped among her frequently strong-willed, learned and dependent housemates? Perhaps her years as a street seller gave her a thick skin and survival instincts to adapt, or maybe she was a naturally outgoing person who made friends easily. The Stranger's women were quite complex. They came from near and afar, from city and countryside, often alone, but all determined to find work and a better life in Bergen. Many worked as housemaids and saw firsthand the rewards of wealth, influence and culture which they could appreciate yet never possess. After years of service, they ended up their working lives exhausted, in poor health, homeless and quickly penniless. Dignity and self-respect were largely restored in this almshouse, but the experiences must have sometimes made it hard to keep a positive outlook and not feel bitter. How do you think Aselina felt as she entered this last phase of her life?